God's lifestyle for you. God has provided things for His Christians that no one else can have. I'm Pastor Ray Smith of the House of Prayer Ministries. And today we're going to talk to you about something that's really important in the body of Christ. Now let me give you an example. There's all types of buildings. There's homes, there's office spaces, there's stadiums. And you know what type of buildings they are because, you know, as you look on the outside, you can tell if it's a stadium or if it's a home or if it's an office space, you know, just by the way it's constructed. But also in this building, once you go inside, if it's a stadium, there's thousands of seats and there's a field for the sport. If it's an office space, then of course there's plenty of office buildings and it's a professional atmosphere. If it's a home, then it's just different. It's bedrooms, a kitchen, bathrooms. And this is pretty simple. But even in these types of buildings, these types of structures, it's not just the outside and the inside. There's an atmosphere also. So like in an office building, normally there's a type of music that kind of goes with being a professional atmosphere. If you go to a stadium, there's music, there's upbeat music that, there's upbeat music that reminds you of the sport, you know, that you're playing. Even in a restaurant, there's music that goes with, depending on the type of restaurant that is, there's music, so it sets an atmosphere. So in a building, you know, you have the outside structure, then you have the inside, such as furniture, and then you may have music or you may have the color or whatever to put you in that type of atmosphere. Well, today what we're going to talk about is that you are God's building. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Amen. Also turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 19. And it states, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So what these scriptures are saying is this. Of course, because you're a Christian, you know, Jesus purchased you with his blood. So now that you are his, and also, you're not only his, but he has filled you with the Holy Spirit. In other words, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you can't do whatever you want to do with your body. Your body has to represent who you are in Christ. In other words, just like those buildings we talked about, if it's a sports arena or office building, you look on the outside, you can pretty much tell what goes on, what type of building it is, and what goes on in the inside. So we are God's building, and we can't do anything that we want to do. We can't put tattoos on our body. We can't just do anything. We just can't wear any type of clothing. Now, there is a lot of liberty in the things that we can do. Amen? There is a lot of liberty. But still, that we should not go to the extremes. Amen? So just know that by the Holy Spirit, He'll lead you in the things you should do and the things you should not do. But keep in mind, people are looking at you, and you need to represent Jesus Christ. Amen. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. As I read these scriptures, remember that the Lord is speaking to you. This is very important to Him. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. So in other words, also, it's just continuing that you are holy. In other words, you're bought with a price, so you're God's. You're also the temple of the Holy Spirit. And also, because the Holy Spirit's in you, you are sanctified. So you are holy. Amen. So if anyone does anything to you, they're going to have to answer to God. Amen. So, you know, God is going to protect you. You know, God is not going to let anything happen to you. But you have to do your part. Amen. You know, you have to understand what you need to do. You need to understand what your part is. Amen. So, like I said, there is a lot of liberty. But we should not go to the extremes. In other words, we shouldn't go certain places if the Holy Spirit is not leading us to certain places. Amen. We shouldn't wear certain things if the Holy Spirit is not leading us to wear these things. Amen. And also, our body is something that we should have. We should have health. We should seek a healthy body. We're not going to just eat anything. Amen. So we want to have health. Amen. So, and again, this goes, there's a lot of liberty in this. So we're not going by what the media says, which is healthy or what looks good. We're going by what God says. So you're led by the Spirit. Because if you're going by what man says, you know, you're going to go the wrong way. But let the Holy Spirit lead you in all these things. Now turn with me to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. Of course, these things are pretty simple, but these are things that are very important to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Now, you shouldn't be cutting yourself. You shouldn't have tattoos. And I know this is not popular, because so many people are having tattoos, you know, young, old men, women, but it's not the Lord's will for you to have those types of marks on you. Now, if you have had these types of things before you got saved, then that's okay. But the Lord is saying that not to do it after you get saved. So in other words, now that you have received the Lord as your Savior, and you're walking before Him holy, you're renewing your mind, and you're doing all the things that God will have you to do. Some of these things in the world that we used to do, we have to leave alone. One of them is like tattoos. The Lord does not want you to have these types of things on your body. Even a scripture, you know. Some Christians say, well, I can put a scripture on me. I really believe that the Lord, and you can pray about this, but I really believe that this is saying that the Lord even does not want you to put a scripture on your body. Now turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. And again, this may be very controversial. And of course, you study the Word. You pray about it, and you go to God's Word to see what the Word says for yourself. Amen? Again, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 3. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of planting the hair and of wearing of gold and putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. In other words, this is an example how the women were in subjection to their own husbands. You also want to be in subjection to the Lord. In other words, you want to, and again, there is a lot of liberty, because in the past, it's been taken too far. In other words, not to do this at all or not to do that at all. I really believe that many of these things can be done. But you always just go to the Holy Spirit. You pray about it. You read the scriptures for yourself. But this basically is saying, you know, you want to look the part. You want to look, you want not only be holy, you want to look holy. So, you know, you don't want your look to be, you know, just going past something that's really holy. In other words, you don't want to go overboard, whether it's makeup, whether it's jewelry, whatever it is. You want to be modest. You want whatever you wear to just support your holiness and your beauty. Amen? Because God has made you beautiful. And again, I know this may be very, very controversial, but like I said, just read the scriptures for yourself. Go to the Holy Spirit and let Him clarify the things that I'm saying right now. Amen? Turn with me to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And also, I think it's really important for men and for women. You know, it also talks about that let the elderly women teach the young women. You know, I think this is very important. And you may say, well, I really don't want the older generation to teach me, because their fashion is not like our fashion of today, and they really don't understand, you know, what's really acceptable. They don't understand the fashion, and I don't want to be dressing like a elderly lady. And the Lord understands. So, but there are elderly women who really do understand fashion and really can give you great advice on what is really going to look nice for you. Amen? So even in the advice that you may give to someone who's elderly or someone who's more mature, you still can even pray about the information that they give you. Amen? All right. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Amen. And this is a big amen. Remember, your body is the Lord's body. Amen. And again, like the scriptures before, like the example that God gave, how women were in subjection to their own husbands, you know, we as Christians need to be in subjection to our God. So we can't just do anything with our body. We can't use our body for fornication. We can't use our body for any evil thing. The things that we use our body for need to be reputable, holy, things that are honest and good. In other words, we just can't have our bodies used in these evil things. And I believe that's self-explanatory. Amen? Now turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, and we're going to read one verse, 2. 1 Peter 2, 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Now, you know, when you have a building, you want the best, you want the best things for this building. In other words, so you're going to fill this building with the word. Amen? So remember to read your word, and God will be well.